Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, welcome back. Fourth hour. Man, this day is going by fast.
I have an early grievance.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
When your host gives you a song to play at the top of the hour,
yeah,
that doesn't have lyrics with it on Spotify,
and then
as you start playing it, he says into your studio, "Watch the lyrics on this one. I think it's safe, but I really don't know."
Well, I that's one of my favorite bands. That's the Marvelous Three, out of Atlanta, and they're very poppy and very fun. And every once in a while, they will slip one past the goalie.
They drop
so to
a little
speak.
Little naughty naughty.
Right, and so right as that one started up, my confidence level went from a 10 to about a 3. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
I got to be honest, when he said pocket knife, I almost hit the dumb button.
Okay.
All right. We were talking playing about words fire. Last hour, and I'm glad that we're all four here for this. The dumbest debate is going around on Facebook, and I went right on down the rabbit hole because it's something that our grandparents said to us when we were little, maybe our parents. It's so nostalgic, Scott.
Over yonder?
No. The internet wants to know how many chuggas come before choo-choo.
I have no idea what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, you do, Dan.
I have the answer.
No, I've got the answer, and it's weird because my grandma, when they were feeding you, Scott, they'd go, chugga.
Okay, all right, now I know what you mean.
How
all
many
right.
chuggas...
I know.
Go before choo-choo.
Dan? I say 3. Chugga, four. Chugga, chugga, choo-choo.
Sam says 4.
The answer is 4.
What?
Dan says
2.
So you're saying it's chugga, chugga, choo-choo?
Yes.
I'm going with Dan. That's right. That
no, sounds just you were right close. The first time. It's 3.
No, it's not.
She would put the cereal on the spoon and she would go, chugga, chugga, chugga,
well,
choo-choo.
For those that don't have any rhythm with language, they might go 3 or 4, but... You know, it's chugga chugga choo choo. It flows. It's rhythmic.
Not when you're trying to get a kid to eat.
Well, when you do that, you do the plane for that.
Now, when you—that's where I was going. When you're flying the spoon plane, what do you want the kid to open?
That gives you plenty of time.
The hanger.
The hanger. That's right.
Open the hanger.
Open the hanger.
What kind of household did you grow up in? You get 2 chuggas and you're eating.
Well,
chugga, shove it.
We weren't very well off when I was young, so.
Oh, here we go.
You get 2 chuggas, that's it.
Okay. No, I'm telling you, I think it's 3, but what's funny about this is the internet exploded over that stupid question. It's very odd what will capture our attention these days, is it not? Chugga, chugga, chugga.
I'm not surprised anymore.
Choo-choo.
It's 4.
Have you
guys
been
crazy
in the newsroom before the show starts?
Chugga, chugga. No, Sam, 4 is too many. That's going on too
that's
long.
That's why. We don't have all day here.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune's on at 6:30. Let's go, kid.
If you Google how many, it just pops up. Chuggas come before choo-choo.
Okay. All right.
Listen to this. Most people use either 2 or 4.
The most popular consensus? 8.
8?
No, yep. No.
No, that train's
chugga,
going
chugga,
to
chugga,
Branson,
chugga,
and we don't have
chugga,
time.
Chugga, 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 choo-choo.
What?
That's too long.
The masses agree on one thing. It's not me saying it.
It's 2, because then all you have to do is go chugga, chugga, choo-choo, and you know what you can do? Do it again.
In terms of the options, it listed 3 options for what the most people say is correct.
Okay. What are the top 3?
2 is the least popular.
Chugga, chugga,
8
choo-choo
is the most popular. 4 is second.
It's 3!
Nobody
3
has
isn't
ever
even
done
on the list.
8 chugga chuggas and counted them.
3's not even on the list.
And then answered a survey.
It came from a
it.
Highly dysfunctional family then.
Lord Jesus, put me out of my misery. I'm ready to come home.
This is my line in the sand.
This is the story that you're drawing the line on.
You've broken me.
I mean, if you're going to chug a chugga, why not chug a chugga one more time and then choo choo?
Lord, I'm ready to see mayo.
All right. I'm done. I just thought I'd throw it out for discussion. We've discussed. Go on.
Okay. Hurricane Erin is barreling up the eastern seaboard.
Did see that.
Okay.
She's angry today.
Concerns about the barrier islands of North Carolina, a region, by the way, that 2 million people visit every single year.
They've just issued a beach warning to, quote, avoid East Coast beaches. All of them.
Yeah.
When she hit?
No, she's not going to. She's going to go, Hurricane Erin is going to go literally right up the eastern seaboard.
Sideswipe.
There will be no landfall.
Yeah, Sandy was a sideswipe, wasn't it?
No, Sandy was a direct hit.
Yeah.
But
and
those
it parked,
bands of
and
rain.
She parked on top of New Jersey.
Those bands of rain can wreak havoc on those Carolina valleys that are still trying to recover from the previous flooding.
There's roads underwater already, Sam.
Can someone explain to me, and I knew they existed, but I hadn't seen one in forever. Who builds a house on stilts?
They all do now.
On the outside of a state where it's not unheard of for there to be a hurricane.
That's why they use the stilts, Scott.
They go way down with concrete and all the things that you have to do.
I totally get it.
And it's not even that homeowners want to do it. It's the insurance companies now.
What I'm saying is maybe we should not build homes on stilts because the one thing they don't have, and I understand why they're on stilts because of the rising tide from the hurricane and all that stuff. The one thing you don't have is a foundation.
And why do you need a home that's 50 feet out into the sand? Because that's what blew my mind when I saw the. I think I saw the exact video that you saw. The nearest road is like 50 feet back.
Because you want to be oceanfront. That's where all the expensive property is.
You're still oceanfront 50 feet back.
Yeah.
With a road.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.